大家平安。
May the peace of God be with you all.
下午一起学习的题目是灵磐石。
This afternoon, the topic for mutual encouragement is spiritual rock.
磐石就是一块很大很大的石头。
A rock is a very big, very large piece of stone.
比人一般人的这个 size 还大。
Usually it is bigger than a person's size.
在旷野，在大自然界有很多的石头。
We know that in the desert or in the wilderness, in nature, there are many stones.
但是很难想象石头跟水怎么来连上关系。
But it is very hard to connect between stones and water.
因为石头里面，在磐石里面，一般来说是绝对不会有任何的水分。
Because usually there would not be any water within the rock.
但是我们知道人很需要水。
However, we know that human beings need water to survive.
我们来到教会的现在了，可能已经过了好几个小时。
We have come to church today for a couple hours.
你一定已经做了几件事情。
Perhaps you have already done something.
Yeah, 一定上了厕所。
You must have gone to the washroom already.
喝了水。
You must have drank water.
洗了手。
Wash your hands.
可能来教会也煮了饭。
Perhaps you also help in the kitchen.
没有水，什么东西都做不了。
But without water, nothing can be done.
以色列百姓出埃及的人数可能有两三百万。
The Israelites, when they left Egypt, they were number over 2 million.
他们匆匆忙忙的出来。
They left Egypt in haste.
带了一点点的食物。
And they only brought a little bit of food.
很快就吃完了。
So very soon, they finished everything that they brought.
神就给他们玛拿。
So God gave them manna.
玛拿也吃了。
And they also ate manna.
但是问题是现在有一个问题。
But there was a problem.
没有水。
They had no water.
没有水怎么办呢？
So what would they do when they had no water?
我们看出埃及记十七章。
Let's refer to Exodus chapter 17.
第一节。
Verse 1.
出埃及记十七章的第一节。
Exodus chapter 17 verse 1.
十七章第一节。
Verse 1.
以色列全会众都遵耶和华的吩咐，借着战口从逊的旷野往前行，在利非定安营，百姓没有水喝。
Then all the congregation of the children of Israel set out on their journey from the wilderness of Sin, according to the commandment of the Lord, and camped in Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink.
出埃及是神的旨意。
It was God's plan for them to leave Egypt.
在逊的旷野往前行，在利非定安营，也是神的带领。
It was also by God's guidance that they came to the wilderness of Sin and camped in Rephidim.
因为每天他们就看着云柱火出来走路。
Because every day they were following the pillar of cloud and fire.
但是神的带领竟然会带领他们到一个没有水喝的地方。
However, the guidance of God actually led them to a place where they had no water.
这个就很奇怪了。
This was strange.
为什么神的带领会带领到百姓遇到困难？
Why would God guide them into trouble?
为什么神不每一次带领他们到那个以林呢？那个水泉旁边呢？
Why didn't God just bring them to Elim, the source of a fountain?
不是更好吗？
Wasn't that better?
为什么神要带领他们到一个没有水的地方？
Why did God bring them to a place there was no water?
理由很简单。
A very simple reason.
因为神要考验他们。
Because God wanted to test them.
如果每一次都很顺利，
if everything is smooth,
他们不会对神有依靠神的心。
Then they would not have a heart of reliance on God.
信仰就是要在困难当中还抓住神。
So our faith is about holding on to God even in difficulties.
不单只是平安的时候感谢神。
Not just to thank God when we are peaceful.
在困难的时候也不可以对神失去信心。
But in times of trials, we also cannot lose faith in God.
相信主一定会预备。
We need to believe that the Lord will provide.
一有事情发生了，就可以反映出人的内心。
So when something happens, it also can reflect the hearts of men.
不同的人有不同的表现。
Different people may have different reactions.
我们看第二节。
Verse 2.
所以与摩西争闹，说给我们水喝吧。摩西对他们说，你们为什么与我争闹呢？为什么试探耶和华呢？
Therefore the people contended with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. So Moses said to them, why do you contend with me? Why do you tempt the Lord?
百姓在那里甚渴，要喝水，就向摩西发怨言，说：“你为什么将我们从埃及地领出来，使我们和我们的儿女，并牲畜都渴死呢？”
And the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, Why is it you have brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?
没有问题的时候，大家的信心都是很好，都是一样的。
When there was no problem, everyone's faith was very good. Everyone was the same.
有问题才会反映出一个人真正的信心跟信仰。
However, when problem comes, it can truly reflect a person's faith and his heart.
所以说，大部分的百姓啊，他们遇到问题了，他们的反应是什么呢？
So what was the reaction of most of the congregation of Israel?
第一就是争闹。
First, they fought.
就是吵了。
They had arguments.
给我水喝，给我水喝，我们渴死了。
They contended with Moses, asking him to give them water.
他们没有安静地等待摩西的带领。
They did not wait quietly for Moses' guidance.
他们就是要找机会就来吵。
They only wanted, they saw the opportunity and they complained.
给我水啊，渴死了，给我水啊。
Give us water, we are thirsty.
一般人的反应可能会是这样。
This may be an ordinary reaction from an ordinary person.
受了一点苦了，受不了了，就在呱呱叫了。
That when we suffer a little bit, we cannot bear it anymore, then we will complain.
那摩西说，你们为什么向我争闹呢？
But Moses said to them, why do you contend with me?
你们在针对我，其实你们在试探神啊。
That it seems like you are complaining to me, but you are actually tempting God.
那第二种反应呢？
And the second reaction.
这是第三节。
Verse 3.
百姓在那里甚渴要喝水，就向摩西发怨言。
The people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses.
遇到困难了，人的另外一种比较普通的反应就是会埋怨。
Usually when we meet up with problems, another normal reaction is to complain.
哇，早知道不要出来了。
If we had known this, then I would not have come out.
你这个摩西啊，为什么把我们带出来呢？
You Moses, why did you...Bring us out.
我们在埃及好好的，你把我们带出来，渴死在这里。
We had a good life in Egypt. Why did you bring us out so that we may die of thirst here?
他们忘记了他们在埃及呼求神的时候多痛苦啊。
But they actually forgot. While they were in Egypt, they were suffering and they cried out to God.
但是他们一有困难就埋怨。
But as soon as they met up with the problem, they complained.
还有呢，一有困难呢，就想要走回头路。
Also, when they met up with problems, the first thing they thought about was to go back.
所以这个就让神很伤心了。
So God was very sad about
this. 也让神很生气。
God was also angry about
this. 我带你们出来了，红海都过了，你们想要走回头路。
I have brought you out. You have crossed the Red Sea, but now you want to go back.
所以我们想想我们自己啊。
So we have to think about ourselves.
当你自己遇到困难的时候
，when you meet up with problems,
你会不会第一个反应就是埋怨神
？Would your first reaction be to complain to God?
神啊，你都没有带领我。
God, how come you don't leave me?
如果你有带领，为什么遇到这种事情？
If you have led me, why would you allow me to meet up with this kind of things?
我们也没有想要走回头路。
Also, do we think about going back?
哎呀，早知道我都不信了，信耶稣还是这样。
If I had known this, I would not have believed in the first place.
找工作也不顺利，婚姻也不顺利。
I cannot find a good job. My marriage is also not good.
好像主耶稣欠他很多。
As if the Lord owes you.
但忘记为什么主耶稣救他出来。
However, they forgot why the Lord brought them out.
我们在工作上面
When we are working,
或者是在侍奉上面
or in our servitude,
会不会容易埋怨
Do we complain easily?
会不会容易走回头路
Do we think about going back easily?
如果我们看以色列的百姓呢，他们的这些例子
If we look at the examples of the Israelites,
神不喜欢我们埋怨。
God did not like them to complain.
神不喜欢我们走回头路。
God also did not like them to go the way back.
神要我们找出解决问题的方法。
But God wants us to find a way to resolve the problem.
而这些解决问题的答案往往就已经在以色列人身边了。
And actually, the answers to their problem were around them.
只要你一向神求，就有答案了。
If you pray to God, then you will find the answer.
只要你一有信心，答案就出来了。
If you have faith, then you will find the solution.
我们看神告诉他们什么答案呢？
So let's see what solution God provided them with.
第四节
，Verse 4.
摩西就呼求耶和华说：“我向这百姓怎么行呢？他们几乎要那石头打死我。”
So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me."
哇，摩西很辛苦啊。
Moses was he had a very tough job.
做过这份工作啊，不单只没有领一分钱。
Not only was he not paid a cent,
还要被骂。
But actually, he had to be criticized.
被骂还不够，还要用石头打了，差不多。
And not only criticized, they were trying to stone him.
哇，但是神就出手了。
But God started to do something.
第五节,
Verse 5.
耶和华对摩西说, 你手里拿着你先前击打河水的杖, 带领以色列的几个长老, 从百姓面前走过去。
And the Lord said to Moses, Go on before the people and take with you some of the elders of Israel. Also take in your hand your rod with which you struck the river and go.
我必在河烈的磐石那里站在你面前。
Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock in Horeb.
你要击打磐石,
and you shall strike the rock.
从磐石里必有水流出来,
and water will come out of it,
使百姓可以喝,
that the people may drink.
摩西都在以色列的长老面前这样行啊,
and Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel.
因为神早就有答案了,
in fact, God already prepared a solution for
them. 不是没有水,
it was not because they did, it was not that they did not have water.
而神准备的水啊, 已经在那一块大的磐石里面。
Rather, the water that God prepared was already in the rock.
啊, 这块磐石里面的水, 足够几百万人喝。
And the water contained in the rock actually was enough to feed a few millions of people.
啊, 一个人啊, 一天要喝的水啊, 大概好几公升。
Normally, a person needs to drink several liters of water a day.
再包括你要洗啊, 要煮饭啊, 可能要5-6公升, 跑不了。
And if you add on to that, what you need to cook and to wash, there's probably 5 or 6 liters.
算它5公升就好了。
Even if you say we need 5 liters a day,
200万人,
2 million people,
每天要1000万公升。
Every day, they need 10 million liters of water.
哇, 这个多重啊, 这个水啊,
so you can imagine how much water that is.
还有在旷野,
and also, they were in the wilderness, they did not have, it was not very abundant with water.
在旷野找水,
it may be even harder to find water than gold in the wilderness.
除非在绿洲,
unless it is a green space, otherwise you will not be able to find any water.
在神凡事都冷啊,
however, to God, everything is possible.
神早就预备好了,
God already prepared for them.
这个水不是在很远的地方,
this water was not very far away from
them.
It was at the rock in Horeb.
神说我在那边等你,
God told them that I will wait for you there.
你带几个长老一起来,
to bring a few elders with you.
拿着杖, 打一打那个石头,
bring your staff and strike the rock.
水就会出来,
and the water will come out.
够你们所有百姓喝,
it will be enough for all the people.
你说神没有准备吗?
So did God not prepare?
神早就准备好了,
God prepared long before.
只是人的信心不够,
but men's faith was not enough.
会害怕,
they were afraid.
啊, 所以我们看到这个例子,
so from looking at this example,
我们就知道神在一切上面都为你预备好,
we know that God has prepared in everything.
无论你自己,
Whether it is yourself,
你的儿女,
it is your children,
你的家庭,
your family,
我们的教会,
our church,
神早就为我们预备好,
God has already prepared for us.
只要你有信心,
you only need to have faith.
神的河烈的磐石就要出水,
that the rock in Horeb will bring forth water for you.
那从这一段里面我们来讲三点教训,
so from this passage, we can talk about 3 lessons.
有关于灵磐石,
regarding the spiritual rock.
第一点,
first,
灵磐石要出水,
in order for this spiritual rock to produce water,
这个磐石一定要首先被击打,
first this rock must be striken.
第六节, 摩西, 神叫摩西说, 你在那边要击打磐石。
Verse 6, God said that you shall strike the rock,
这个磐石里面就必有水流出来了,
and water will come out of it.
这个磐石预表什么?
What does the spiritual rock represent?
这个磐石就是预表主耶稣基督。
This spiritual rock represented the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣本来是天上的真神。
The Lord Jesus was already the true God in heaven.
为了要救人的灵魂,
but in order to save man's soul,
他一定要来到世上, 成为人的样子。
He had to come into this world and became a man.
他要传福音, 一并赶鬼。
He had to preach the gospel, to perform miracles, to heal the sick and drive out demons.
但是最关键的一个工作,
but the most important work,
主耶稣来到世上, 一定要被击打。
The Lord Jesus, when he came into this world, he must have been struck.
我们看以赛亚书53章,
let's refer to Isaiah chapter 53,
第四节,
verse 4.
以赛亚书53章的第四节,
Isaiah 53 verse 4.
以赛亚书53章第四节,
Isaiah 53 verse 4.
第四节,
verse 4.
他诚然担当我们的忧患, 背负我们的痛苦, 我们却以为他受责罚, 被神击打苦待了。
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted.
乃是他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。 因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
主耶稣来到世上的时候是一个破碎的器皿。
The Lord Jesus came into this world as a broken vessel.
他来到世上最重要的目的就是要被击打。
And the most important goal, purpose of him coming into this world was to be stricken.
你去博物馆看到一个花瓶古董放在那边被人家观赏。
When you go to a museum, you may see a very beautiful vessel there so that people can appreciate.
大家都会保护得很好。
People would try to care for it.
都买了很高的保险。
And they would buy very good insurance.
因为是一个古董，是一个很有价值的。
Because it is an antique, it is very valuable.
从来没有人把一个价值连城的古董故意把它甩在地上。
Nobody would purposely throw something very valuable onto the ground to break it.
除非你觉得那个没有价值。
Unless you feel that it doesn't have any value.
主耶稣来到世上。
When the Lord Jesus came into this world,
他是神成为肉身。
He was God who became flesh.
他是最圣洁的。
He was the most holy. He was the one with the most love. He was the most just. He saved many people.
讲了很多感动人的道理。
He spoke many words. But the Jews did not like him.
因为嫉妒,
because they were jealous.
所以要想把他钉十字架,
therefore, they wanted to crucify him. So they crucified the Lord on the cross.
还要把他鞭打,
and they beat him.
整个背都烂掉,
his back was completely broken.
头上面戴着荆棘的冠冕,
they put on him a crown of thorns.
头也在流血,
so he was bleeding from his head.
三根钉子, 活生生地把主耶稣钉在木头上面。
And they nailed the Lord Jesus to the cross with three nails.
所以这就是主耶稣好像一个很漂亮的器皿, 但是活生生地被丢在地上,把它破碎了。
So this is how the Lord Jesus was like this precious vessel, very valuable, but they threw him to the ground and broke him.
因为当时的人不认识主耶稣。
Because at that time, the people did not know the Lord Jesus.
不知道主耶稣的宝贵。
They did not know how precious the Lord Jesus was.
所以主耶稣要被击打。
So the Lord Jesus need to be stricken.
但是因为主耶稣的击打,被击打。
However, because he was struck,
他流出他的宝血,
he shed his blood.
舍去他的生命。
He gave up his life.
我们今天才有平安。
Therefore, today we can have peace.
第五节这里说,
verse 5.
因他为我们的过犯受害。
He was wounded for our transgressions.
为我们的罪孽被压伤。
He was bruised for our iniquities.
因他受的刑罚我们得平安。
The chastisement for our peace was upon him.
因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
And by his stripes we are healed.
主耶稣所受的应该是我们自己要受的。
What the Lord Jesus went through was originally what we are supposed to go through.
但是主耶稣已经替我们受了。
However, the Lord Jesus took them on for us.
他已经被击打了。
He was beaten.
那我们今天因为主耶稣被击打。
And because for us today, because the Lord Jesus was beaten,
我们受了很大的恩典。
Therefore, we can receive such great grace.
我们看 马太福音26章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 26.
主耶稣自己预言他要被击打。
The Lord Jesus himself prophesied that he would be beaten.
马太福音26章31节。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 31.
26章31节。
Chapter 26, verse 31.
那时 耶稣对他们说, 今日, 你们为我的缘故都要跌倒, 因为经上记着说, 我要击打牧人, 羊就分散。
Then Jesus said to them, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.
主耶稣亲自已经预言了。
The Lord Jesus himself prophesied.
但是因为他被击打,
however, because he was struck,
我们今天得了平安。
Today we have peace.
很多弟兄姐妹做见证。
Many brothers and sisters may give this kind of testimony.
我信的主很平安了。
After I believe in the Lord, I have peace.
我祷告病就好了。
When I pray, I would be healed.
或者说我开刀之前,我心里很平安。
Or before I go through a major surgery, I always feel peace in my heart.
我有问题,主耶稣,我祷告主耶稣,他帮我解决。
When I have problems, as soon as I kneel down to pray, the Lord Jesus solved my problem.
这个平安哪里来的呢?
Where does this peace come from?
这个平安就是因为主耶稣已经被击打。
This peace, the reason why you have this kind of peace is because the Lord Jesus was struck.
所以每次我们软弱的时候,
therefore, every time when we feel weak,
我们心里面都纪念那块被击打过的磐石。
In our heart, we have to remember that rock that was struck.
因为他被击打过，才流出水来滋润我们。
Because he was struck, therefore, water came out to save us.
有一个圣工人员。
There was a holy worker.
他因为圣工上做了很多工作，但是呢，受了一些误会。
He did many work. However, there was some misunderstanding.
他很灰心。
So he was discouraged.
他就想辞职。
He wanted to resign.
但是他想，我要等灵恩会之后才辞职。
But he thought that maybe I will wait until after the spiritual convocation.
因为他知道灵恩会是最忙的时候，不能灵恩会之前辞职。
Because he knew that usually there are many things to be done around the time of spiritual convocation, so it is not the right time for you to resign.
起码要撑过灵恩会之后。
So he felt that I need to at least wait until after the spiritual convocation.
灵恩会的祷告会当中。
So during one of the prayer sessions during the spiritual convocation,
他看到异象。
He saw a vision.
看到主耶稣被挂在十字架上面。
He saw the Lord Jesus was hung on the cross.
全身流着血。
And the whole body was bleeding.
眼神很忧伤。
And his eyes looked very sad.
这个十字架的样子越来越靠近。
And the image of the cross drew near and near.
最后主耶稣在异象当中问他一句话。
So at the end, the Lord Jesus asked him in his vision.
我为你承受这个。
I have borne this for you.
你为我受了什么苦。
So what have you done for me?
当场这个圣工人员在祷告里面哭得很惨。
And at that moment, this holy worker, he cried bitterly.
主耶稣为我身体都被打破了。
The Lord Jesus, for my sake, allowed his body to be broken.
流血。
He bled.
舍命。
He gave out his life.
那我为主耶稣受了什么苦？
So what have I done? What kind of suffering have I borne for the Lord Jesus?
人家讲几句话而已。
It was only...a few words from other people.
人家的不谅解而已。
It was only some misunderstanding from others.
比起主耶稣会为我受的苦。
Compared to the suffering that the Lord Jesus went through for me.
实在不配说什么。
That I would not be worthy to say anything.
所以决定我不辞职。
So I will not, I did, so I have decided that I will not resign.
一定要为主撑下去。
I will bear it to the end.
所以每一次我们软弱。
So every time when we are sick,
就想起这个被击打的磐石。
When we are weak, we have to think about this rock that has been struck.
主耶稣为你的灵命都已经被击打，舍弃生命了。
That for your spiritual life, the Lord Jesus was stricken and he lost his life.
你今天可以为任何的理由放弃你的信仰吗？
So can you for any reason today give up on your faith?
如果你这样做，
if you do this,
太对不起主耶稣。
Then you have really
主耶稣会很伤心。
Sinned against you are.
第二点
，the Lord Jesus would be very sad.
灵磐石。
Secondly, the spiritual rock.
流出泉源。
Brought forth water.
出埃及第十七章第六节告诉我们。
In Exodus chapter 17, verse 6, it tells us.
这个从这个磐石里啊，有水流出来。
Chapter 17, it tells us that there was water that came out of the rock.
这个水也不是一两滴，也不是一两盘。
And this water was not just one or two drops or one or two bottles.
多到好像河一样，好像一个泉源这样，源源不绝的。
The water came out of the rock like a river.
主耶稣为我们被击打。
The Lord Jesus was struck for our sake.
他也成为一个赦罪的泉源。
He himself also became a source, a fountain of redemption.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's refer to the book of John.
十九章。
John chapter 19,
第三十三节
verse 33.
约翰福音十九章三十三节
John chapter 19 verse 33.
十九章三十三节
verse 33.
只要只是来到耶稣那里，见他已经死了，这不打断他的腿。三十四节
34.
唯有一个兵拿枪扎他的肋旁，随即有水、血和水流出来。
But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out.
三十五节，看见这事的那人做见证，他的见证也是真的，并且他知道自己所说的是真的，叫你们可以信。
And he who has seen has testified.And his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe.
这里 约翰特别记载有一个见证。
Here the Lord, here John especially records this testimony.
这个见证就是主耶稣被挂在大十字架上面的时候，他已经断气了。
And this testimony is about how the Lord Jesus, when he was on the cross, he already died.
那是安息日之前的一天。
It was the day before the Sabbath.
叫做预备日，就是等于礼拜五。
The day of preparation. It was the is the equivalent of Friday today.
那些兵丁啊，不希望那些死尸。那三个死尸挂在上面过安息日，因为 会不好。
Because the soldiers did not want the body to stay on the cross, through the Sabbath.
啊，所以呢，那个有一个兵丁啊，就开始啊去敲那些犯人的那些死尸的，或者是犯人的腿啊。
Therefore, one of the soldiers, they started to break the legs of these bodies.
所以说旁边有两个人。
Jesus was crucified with two other people around.
他们比较强壮，所以到那个时候他们还没死。
Perhaps they were stronger, and therefore maybe at that time they had not given us their life yet.
兵丁就拿大棍子，就打他的脚都打断。
So the soldiers took a stick, and broke the legs of these people.
意思是让他加痛他们的痛苦。
Meaning to increase their pain.
还有呢，这个没有了脚的支撑啊，他连那个呼吸都有困难，那么就会比较快。
Also, without the support of their legs, it would be difficult to breathe, and they may die sooner.
那来到主耶稣那边。
However, when they came to the Lord Jesus,
发觉主耶稣已经死了。
They realized that the Lord has already gave up his breath.
主耶稣不像那些强盗那么强壮。
Because perhaps the Lord was not as strong physically as the robbers.
主耶稣也知道礼拜五他一定要离开世上。
The Lord Jesus also knew that he had to leave this world.
所以呢，主耶稣已经死了。
So the Lord has already, was already dead.
所以兵丁就没有打他的脚。
So the soldier did not break his leg.
应验了圣经的话。
Is to fulfill what's recorded in the scripture.
主的骨头一根都不可以折断。
That not one of the Lord's bones would be broken.
但是这个时候，兵丁也做了一个很奇怪的动作。
However, at this moment, the soldiers also did something very strange.
拿一个枪，拿一支枪来刺他的肋旁。
They took a spear and pierced Jesus' side.
主耶稣都死了，为什么他要刺他一下呢？
The Lord Jesus was already dead, so why did they pierce his side?
这个是很特别啊。
This was a little bit special.
而更特别的是，他刺了他之后，有什么东西跑出来？
And even more special is what happened after they put the spear in his side. What came out?
这里说啊，有血和水啊，喷出来。英文是 gushing out， 不是流啊，是喷出来的。
Here it says that blood and water gushed out of his side.
这个大神迹。
This was a great miracle.
因为我们知道人死了之后没有了血压。
Because we know that after a person dies, he no longer has any blood pressure.
所以你刺他的割他的身体呢，不会喷血出来。
So when you cut his body, there would not be blood flowing out of it.
就算有东西流出来啊，也是血而已。
Even if there is something that flows out of the body, it would be just blood.
但是这里特别记载有血跟水喷出来。
But here, specially records that blood and water gushed out of him.
血跟水怎么会分开的呢？
And why would blood and water be separate?
这个在物质上是不可能的。
This would be something impossible, physically speaking.
这个是个大神迹。
This was a great miracle.
告诉我们，从主耶稣的身体流出赦罪的泉源。
To tell us that from the body of the Lord Jesus came the source of salvation.
这个泉源就是预表将来得救的洗礼要怎么做的。
And this fountain of redemption represents how the salvation of the baptisms of salvation will be complete.
我们看约翰一书。
Let's refer to First John.
约翰一书。
The book of First John.
第五章。
Verse
5. 约翰一书的第五章。
First John chapter 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
约翰一书的五章五节。
First John chapter 5 verse 5.
约翰一书的五章五节。
First John chapter 5 verse 5.
胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神的儿子的吗？第六节。
6.
这借着水和血而来的就是耶稣基督，不单用水，乃是用水又用血。第七节。
7.
并且有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理。
Verse 5. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ.Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness because the Spirit is truth.
第八节。
Verse 8.
做见证的原来有三，就是圣灵、水和血，这三样也都归于一了。
For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one, and there was a three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agrees as one.
约翰年轻的时候还记得他看到主耶稣身上流出了血跟水。
John at this point still remember that, still remember what he saw when Jesus died, water and blood came out of his body.
他老的时候圣灵感动他再一次讲这个奥秘。
So when he was old, the Holy Spirit once again inspired him to talk about this truth.
原来这个在勒旁流出来的血跟水啊，这是讲洗礼。
That this blood and water coming out of Jesus' side is talking about baptism.
主耶稣来不是用血而已。
The Lord Jesus came not only with water,
还有水
not only with blood,
还有水
but also with water.
还有透过圣灵
also through the Holy Spirit.
三样要合有合为一。
The three are agreed as one.
这个就是洗礼的奥秘。
So this is the mystery of our baptism.
今天真教会的洗礼。
Today, the baptism in true church.
有圣灵同在。
There is the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们去河边，去海边。
So when you go to the river, go to the ocean.
祷告了之后。
After you have prayed.
有圣灵运行。
There is the Holy Spirit working.
水里面有主耶稣的宝血。
In the water, there is the blood of the Lord Jesus.
所以可以洗去人的罪。
Therefore, it can wash away a person's sin.
如果没有圣灵。
Without the Holy Spirit.
里面就不会有宝血。
Then there would not be any blood in it.
洗礼就没有功效。
Then the baptism would be ineffective.
但是因为有真教会有圣灵。
However, because the true church has the Holy Spirit.
水里面有血。
There was blood in the water.
三样合而为一。
So the three agreed as one.
这个就是灵磐石。
This is a spiritual rock.
所以透过主耶稣的身体流出了赦罪的泉源。
So through the body of the Lord Jesus came the fountain of redemption.
这个泉源在哪里呢？
And where is this fountain?
今天你要问主的身体在哪里？
Today you have to ask where is the body of Christ?
主的身体就是教会。
The body of the Lord is the church.
这是得救的真教会。
It is the church of salvation.
在这里有赦罪的泉源。
So here we have this fountain of redemption.
所以我们今天来到这边。
So today we have come here.
我们已经被主的宝血洗净过了。
We have been washed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus.
我们有多幸福哎。
So how fortunate are we?
所以我们真正了解我们今天得了神的恩典。
So we have to truly understand what we have received today.
这个灵磐石已经为你打破了。
That this spiritual rock has been broken for you.
但是不单只是一次为你打破。
But it is not just broken once for you.
不是只有喝一次而已。
It's not just to drink from it once.
我们看保罗怎么讲这个磐石。
Let's take a look at how Paul described about this rock.
我们看哥林多前书。
The book of 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第一节。
Verse 1.
哥林多前书的十章的第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1。
哥林多前书十章的一节。
Chapter 10 verse 1。
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过。第二节。
Two。
都是在云里海里受洗归了摩西。第三节。
Three。
并且都吃了一样的灵食。第四节。
Four。
也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
保罗说以色列百姓过红海。
Here is Paul describes how the Israelites crossed the Red Sea.
这代表他们，预表他们受了洗礼。
Which prefigures, they were all baptized.
他们吃了玛纳。
They ate manna.
吃了属灵的粮食。
They ate the spiritual food.
他们喝了那个水。
They drank the spiritual drink.
不是一个普通的水，是一个属灵的水。
It was not just ordinary water, it was a spiritual drink.
那个水从哪里来的呢？
And where did that drink come from?
是从那个灵磐石来的。
It came from the spiritual rock.
那个灵磐石是谁呢？
And who was that spiritual rock?
是耶稣基督。
That rock was Christ.
这个是保罗把旧约发生的一些物质的事情做一个新约的预表。
This is how Paul, explained some things that happened in the Old Testament physically, to apply them to the truth in the Old New Testament.
旧约有那块磐石给他们水。
In the Old Testament, there was that rock that provided them with water.
新约呢，有主耶稣给你属灵的水。
So in the New Testament, there is the Lord Jesus giving you the spiritual water.
人需要属肉的水。
Men needs physical water.
也需要属灵的水。
Men also need spiritual drink.
才有办法满足。
So that we can be satisfied.
所以我们今天有主耶稣基督这块灵磐石。
So today we have the Lord Jesus Christ as the spiritual rock.
我们就可以从主得到满足。
So we can be satisfied by the Lord Jesus.
这里特别要强调一点哦，这个灵磐石啊，是跟随他们这几十年的。
Here also emphasize the fact that this spiritual rock.Follow them for decades.
这个是很有趣的一个描写。
This is a pretty interesting description.
是神感动保罗这样写的。
That God moved Paul to say this.
他们不是去一个地方就哪里找一块磐石。
It was not that they just went to a place and found a rock there.
保罗说这块磐石就跟着他们了。
But Paul described that this rock actually followed them.
去哪里就是靠这块磐石来出水。
Wherever they went,They rely on this rock for the source of water.
这个是预表主耶稣基督。
This also represents, prefigures the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督今天在信的人身上，他跟随着我们。
Today, to those who believe in him, the Lord Jesus follows us.
只要你抓住主耶稣。
As long as you hold on to him.
他要解决你的渴，解决你的不足。
He will satisfy your thirst. He will satisfy your need.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's refer to John.
约翰福音第四章。
Gospel of John chapter 4.
约翰福音的第四章。
John chapter 4.
四章的十三节。
Verse 13.
约翰福音第四章的十三节。
John chapter 4, verse 13.
四章的十三节。
Verse 13.
耶稣回答说，凡喝着水的人还要再渴。十四节。人若喝我赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在它里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Jesus answered and said to her, Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
主耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人在谈话。
The Lord Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman.
主耶稣一开始跟撒玛利亚妇人说，你可以给我点水喝吗？
In the beginning, Jesus asked the Samaritan woman for some water.
撒玛利亚妇人就回答了。
So the Samaritan woman answered.
你是犹太人，我是撒玛利亚人，我们没有往来，你为什么拿水呢？
You are a Jew, I'm a Samaritan. We don't associate with each other, so why are you asking me for a drink?
主耶稣跟他讲。
The Lord Jesus told him,
如果你知道跟你讲话的是谁啊,
If you knew who it is who says to you, give me a drink,
问我哪活水,
then you would have asked me for living water.
啊, 那主耶稣在解释了。
Then the Lord Jesus went one step further to explain.
这是刚刚我们所读的地方。
And the verses that we just read.
如果你喝这个水,
that if you drink this water,
就是这个井的水,
the water from this well,
你一定会再渴。
You will be thirsty again.
这个井的水代表世界。
Because the water from this well represents the world.
代表人间的快乐。
It represents the happiness in this world.
物质的东西。
These are just physical things.
没有错，当你很穷的时候。
It is true that when you are poor,
你觉得有一天你赚到很多钱，你会很快乐。
You may feel that one day when I have more money, I would be happy.
那会不会快乐呢？
But would you really be happy?
会的，当你赚到钱的时候，你会快乐。
Yes, when you make some money, you would feel happy.
但是很快这种快乐就会不见了。
But very soon, this sense of happiness will disappear.
你会觉得我的钱还不是很多。
You will feel that my money is not enough.
我希望有更多的钱。
I want more.
才会更快乐。
So that I will be more I would be happier.
但是这个就是喝了世界的水，但是又会再渴。
But so this is how after you drink the water from this world, you will be thirsty again.
你去度假。
When you go on a vacation.
度假的时候有没有很快乐？
Are you happy during your vacation?
度假的时候很快乐。
Of course, you are happy during your vacation.
但是回到家之后。
But after you have returned home.
又是面对一样的生活。
You face the same life.
你又说，哦，那我明年还再需要度假。
You may think that next year I will need to go on vacation again.
这是喝了世界的水，还会再渴。
This is how after you have drink.You have drank the water in this world, you will be thirsty again.
因为物质没有办法永远满足你的心。
Because these physical materials can never satisfy your heart.
因为物质有限，人的心却是无限的。
Because we only have limited physical resources, but our wants in our heart is limitless.
但是如果你喝主耶稣的水呢？
But if you drink the water from the Lord Jesus,
在里面成为泉源。
It will become a fountain within you.
这个是磐石出泉源。
So this is the fountain of water from the rock.
这个水代表什么？
What does this water represent?
约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7.
第三十八节。
Verse 38.
约翰福音七章三十八节。
John chapter 7 verse 38。
七章三十八节。
John chapter 7 verse 38。
信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。三十九节。
39。
耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。
38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believe in him will receive.
原来这个活水的江河指着什么？
In actual fact, what does this fountain of living water represent?
是指着圣灵。
This represents the Holy Spirit.
这个磐石是主耶稣基督。
This spiritual rock is the Lord Jesus.
你信靠主，主会给你圣灵。
If you believe and rely on the Lord, the Lord will give you the Holy Spirit.
你用圣灵来祷告。
And when you pray in the Holy Spirit,
圣灵很充满的时候。
When the Holy Spirit fills you,
当你祷告很专注的时候。
When you are really concentrating in your prayer,
你会发觉祷告进到灵里。
You will feel that you have entered into the Spirit.
好像一直有神的灵充满你。
As if that the Spirit of the Lord is it's very full within you.
好像一条河这样涌出来啊。
As if there was a river of living water trying to flow.
把你洗得很干净。
And wash you to become very clean.
让你很喜乐。
So you become very joyful.
过去一个多礼拜，小弟跟多伦多有一些同龄去了温哥华参加全国成人神学训练班。
In the past week and so, I went to Vancouver to attend the NATS with all the brethren here.
课程从礼拜天就开始报道了。
And the classes started on Sunday.
一直到隔一个礼拜六安息日才结束。
And it lasted until the next Saturday.
他们在教会差不多整整住了一个礼拜。
These people were in the church for almost a week.
我们知道教会的地方很有限。
And we know that the church space is very limited.
差不多二十多个人住在教会。
There were about more than 20 people who stayed at church.
只有两个洗澡的地方。
And there were only two washrooms, two bathrooms.
有去过人都知道啊。
If you've been to Vancouver Church, you will know.
然后呢，所有人都要睡地上。
And everybody had to sleep on the floor.
无论你是七十岁或者是二十岁，都是睡地上。
Whether you are 70 years old or 20 years old, you have to sleep on the floor.
有一些房间呢，六个弟兄挤一个房间。
In some of the rooms, you had to fit six brothers.
可以说啊，在住啊来说啊。很不方便。
In terms of living condition, it was not very convenient.
整天呢都是上课。
And the whole day they would have classes.
祷告会。
There were prayer sessions.
早上祷告半个小时。
In the morning they would pray for half an hour.
下午祷告也半个小时。
In the afternoon they also pray half an hour.
晚上祷告二十分钟。
And then at night they pray another 20 minutes.
有一些弟兄姐妹啊，他们说已经离开学校很久了，从来没有参加这种活动。
Some brothers and sisters describe that they have been out of school for a long time and they haven't been in this kind of experience for a long time.
第一天啊。第两天啊，头两天啊，有一些人不习惯，觉得
有点累。The first few days, some people was really not used to it, and they felt very tired.
但是很奇妙啊。
But it was very strange.
第三、第四天之后呢？
On the third day and the fourth day,
时间就过得很快。
People felt that the time passes by very quickly.
大家已经习惯那种生活。
Because they were used to the lifestyle.
没有什么世界的挂虑。
They did not have to worry about anything else in this world.
祷告的时候被圣灵充满。
So when they pray. When they pray, they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
有一些弟兄姐妹说，我在家里祷告五分钟就很久了。
Some brothers and sisters describe that while at home, when I pray for 5 minutes, I felt it was a long time.
我参加神训班，一下可以祷告半个小时，不觉得累。
But when I come to the theological training, I can pray for half an hour and I would not feel tired.
那我问他们，你们觉得很开心的举手。
So I ask them, raise your hand if you feel very joyful.
差不多大家都举手。
Almost everybody raised.
从他们的脸上可以看到一种喜乐。
So from their face, you can see how joyful they were.
那个时候都还没有带他们去那里玩。
At that point, we did not take them to any places to see.
都在教会里面。
They were just in church.
但是当你跟神很亲近的时候。
But when you are very close with God.
活水的江河就涌出来。
Then the waters of living water, rivers of living water will come from.
这种
out of you.
满足是你世界上找不到的。
And this kind of satisfaction is something that you cannot find anywhere else in this world.
弟兄姐妹，我们已经有灵磐石了。
So brothers and sisters, we already have the spiritual rock.
泉源就在你里面了。
This source is already within you.
但是你平常一定要祷告。
But in your daily life, you must pray.
一定要求灵磐石的水滋润你的心田。
You must pray for the water from this spiritual rock to nurture your heart.
你疲乏的时候，力量就在里面了。
When you feel tired and weak, the strength is already within you.
它会帮助你。
it will help you.
因为基督就是这块最稳固的磐石。
Because the Lord Jesus is this rock.
你靠人都靠不住。
That you cannot rely on anybody else.
这个世界有谁靠得住？
Who in this world can allow you to rely on?
没有东西靠得住。
Nothing is reliable.
你看这个礼拜的新闻。
For example, look at the news that happened this week.
加拿大本来觉得很平安、很平稳的社会。
Originally, we feel that Canada is a very safe place.
你觉得恐怖分子是很远的地方。
You may feel that terrorists are very far away from you.
伊波拉病毒也在非洲而已了，不会来到。
And even Ebola, it probably only happens in Africa.
你看这个礼拜的新闻。
But look at the news this week.
这些世界一些乱的、不稳定的、这病毒了、那些恐怖分子都在门口了。
All the disturbance in this world, all the distress in this world is actually at the door.
你以为以后你的钱可以救你吗？
Do you think that your money can save you?
你拥有的东西可以让你有平安吗？
Do you think that whatever you own can allow you to have peace?
这是一个不平安的世界。
This is an unpeaceful world.
无论你是去哪里。
Doesn't matter where you go.
无论你拥有多少。
Doesn't matter how much you own.
除非你有主耶稣基督作为磐石。
Unless you have the Lord Jesus as your rock.
不然的话不会有平安。
Otherwise, you will not have peace.
所以灵磐石是你一定要抓住的。
So you have to hold on to this spiritual rock.
第一，灵磐石要被击打。
First, the rock must be struck.
主耶稣已经被为我们被击打了。
The Lord Jesus was stricken for our sake.
你不要让他失望。
So we should not disappoint him.
第二。
Secondly,
灵磐石就是赦罪的泉源。
The Lord Jesus, the spiritual rock is the fountain of redemption.
真教会就是主耶稣的身体。
The true church is the body of Christ.
真教会有赦罪的泉源。
True church has the fountain of redemption.
因为在这里有圣灵。
Because there is Holy Spirit.
圣灵水血合一。
The Holy Spirit, water and blood, three agrees in as one.
这个是赦罪的泉源。
This is the source of your redemption.
再来。
Then,
灵磐石。一直跟随你。
Spiritual rock follows you.
只要你依靠它。
As long as you rely on it.
在你里面成为泉源。
It will become a fountain of living water.
让你不缺乏。
So that you will not be in need.
让你有真正的平安跟喜乐。
So that you can have true peace and joy.
所以我们要抓住灵磐石。
So we have to hold on to the spiritual rock.
唱诗。
Sing it.
51首B.
51B.